Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
Here at the Cleveland Convention Center, they have a grind energy system very similar to the one that Kent State University is going to be implementing this spring.
That's Heather Doherty, business development lead for Grind to Energy, which turns food scraps into renewable energy. Kent State University is installing this system later this year at its new design innovation hub, but we traveled to the Huntington Convention Center of Cleveland to get a sneak peek at one.
Grind to Energy is a system that was designed to help businesses such as Kent State University to divert their food scraps from landfill. We are an incinerator technology, and Emerson is our parent company. And what Grind to Energy does is helps them efficiently capture that material on site, and it is ultimately hauled away to an anaerobic digestion facility where it's turned into renewable energy in the form of electricity, compressed natural gas, and a nutrient-rich soil amendment that is all returned back into the local community. The system really consists of a processing table and a holding tank. We've got a lot of technology behind the grind energy system, but really for the end user, it's very safe and easy to operate. So as you'll see here, we have a 3,000 gallon tank with this application. So the material here at the convention center is processed through the grinder, and then it gets pumped into the sealed holding tank. It is a completely non-sewer-based system.
And then we asked her to run it for us.
When I turn the system on, we have a peristaltic hose pump. It's going to run for 6 seconds, and then to clear the line from the last time it was used, and then the grinder will kick on. You know, it's interesting. The material that gets processed through the grind energy system can be your kitchen fats, oils, and grease. It can be raw meat. Bones can go through our system. Production scraps, if you think of a production kitchen. Also, post-consumer. So any uneaten food or leftover food can be captured and diverted from landfill.
Why is this system coming to the Kent campus? Melanie Knowles is sustainability manager for Kent State University. She told us about this new way of dealing with food waste and introduced us to Heather. But Melanie gave us Kent's reasoning for this approach.
Kent State for years has been looking at ways to divert our food waste away from the landfill. And a lot of people ask about composting, but there's a little bit more complexity to composting than a lot of folks realize, and we were having trouble kind of shoehorning that into existing dining facilities. I mean, some of the challenges around composting are how to gather that food waste, collect it until it can be taken to a composting facility without creating a lot of odors and attracting rodents. So with this grind-to-energy system, the food basically goes down a garbage disposal, and that food slurry goes into a tank where it's nice and contained, and it won't have odors, and it won't attract critters. And then when it's nearly full, the company can come and pump it out and take it to their facility for anaerobic digestion.
Why not just build a digester on campus?
I don't know if we have enough volume of food waste to build a standalone anaerobic digestion system that it would be cost effective to do that. Quasar, who we will be working with, is taking food waste from a number of sources, so they have the volume to actually run a large facility. The DI Hub, which is a major renovation, was creating a new dining facility, and it was a great opportunity to actually design it with this new system in place so that it would actually work in the back of the house for the kitchens. And we have looked at a lot of different systems. We looked at a variety of composting systems and other digestion systems that would happen on campus rather than being removed from campus. But this just seemed to be a good fit for the needs of this project. There's some equipment that you can buy where the digested food waste actually goes down into the sewer system. The City of Kent Wastewater Treatment Plant actually does have anaerobic digesters. That food waste theoretically then would go through the sewer system and be processed that way. But we were a little uncomfortable with whether that would work out smoothly. So we thought this was going to be a better solution.
We've been talking with Melanie Knowles, Sustainability Manager for Kent State University, and Heather Doherty, Business Development Lead for Grind to Energy. On the next Elevations, we'll find out more about that anaerobic digestive system. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.